Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
The next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, today's question comes in from Conrad. And Conrad said, after running the Washi 100 miler this year, he had a ruptured Baker's cyst. He was advised to take 6 weeks off and then start training again. His training started in late August. Is it still possible to run a sub-3-hour marathon before the end of the year? Or should he rather aim for a quick half marathon before a year end and then try for a sub-3 in 2015?
Okay, so look, any time you've taken off for an injury, and particularly a reasonably serious injury or a very painful one anyway, you need to assess where you are when you start. So there is plenty of time between now and a very late marathon, you know, like an early December marathon, to run a fast marathon. Unfortunately, the later we go into the year, of course, the warmer the conditions become, which are not ideal for running hard. But yeah, if you can run and lay a nice base over the what's left of September, October, and then that gives you November to build up. You haven't lost too much fitness. You can run a decent marathon, but it really depends on where you are now. Probably the smarter move would be to spend 6 to 8 weeks getting yourself a nice little base, and then spending 3 to 4 weeks getting nice and sharp and running a really fast half, which will give you confidence to do a good marathon late January. It'll still be a bit warm then, I guess, but at least that's still reasonable timing between comrades, because you can run nice and fast in January, take a week or so off, build up for a week, and then you can start building up your training again for comrades.
Awesome stuff. Lindsay, thank you so much. And until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, have a good one and we'll chat then. Cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.